warm Michigan night, or lost at Nordhaus dunes. Unless you count the vicious wildlife, I was always alone out there. At first, I kept staying in more civilized areas. I slept like everyone else in a tent next to their car. A mom once came by to see what the hell I was up to. "Is this what you do?" she asked, politely and kindly and wonderfully. I told her babies earlier that they need to listen to narrated books about philosophy. It's a big deal. I don't know what she expected me to say. I'm not lost and I have somewhere to go, I suppose. On the other side of Nordhaus Dunes, where it was a little bit less expensive, I found a huge campsite system. A nice and very fit couple told me that they've been coming up there since the 60s or something wild like that. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I told an old lady chewing on a maple leaf to see if it's sweet like in Canada, presumably, that it was poison ivy, and as she opened her mouth to let the leaf go out, her older mom appreciated me being there because she was sick and tired of her daughter knowing everything. And again, on the other side of the wilderness, the state park has hiking sites. You can actually get to Nordhaus Dunes from there. They're not that far from the campsites, but it seems like a long walk at first. You have to walk with your backpack on for quite a while. Some damn fools actually bring skids that they drag across the sand. I don't know how I feel about that. City slickers, I guess. Once a couple with a little baby showed up, the poor woman did not want to be there. I don't know what the heck that guy was thinking. Nature has to call to you. You can't just drag someone out because it will be fun. They threw a lot of bread into their campsite for the raccoons to teach him a lesson. The heck with him. That's how you ruin nature for someone. And then, when I caused all the trouble I could possibly cause all the way around, presumably my hiking name would be Mischief, I put my backpack on and set off for the heart of Nordhaus Dunes. Oh, yes. The beauty is outstanding. It's right up there with the Baltic Sea, the Far Rockaway Beach, and the Veterans Beach that I slept at in Florida Keys. But you know how it is the first time in a wilderness of any size, especially when you have no idea what you're doing or what's coming. I ended up under a young tree, hiding from loneliness and rain. I had matches and everything, but the fire starter, the fun metal one, just didn't work, or I didn't know how to use it. I may still not know how to use it. Perhaps that was the loneliest I've ever been. Good thing I didn't know about the 2-inch spiders that blend with the sand. That would have been awful. They don't bite. They just scare, and rather easily. You, me, the bears. The raccoons don't even try to go to the beach anymore. But unless you're examining the sand way up close and one moves their huge fat leg, you won't see them. And during the day, they won't even bother you if you keep close to the seagulls. So bring some birdseed and trash. And yeah, oh my goodness, to this day I can hear the poop clap that a sick old albatross made into a young child's hair after I fed it trail mix. It was too big to call it a dropping. From what I noticed from afar, the mother was actually happy that the child got taught. She probably bothered her all morning to come out and feed the cute birds. I do feel horrible about that. I scarcely fed a bird since. To this day, though, I really love seagulls. They recently flew into the parking lot my gym is at, and it has been a real joy to hear them. It boggles my mind why everyone isn't keeping them as pets. Seagulls are the kittens of the sea. You know, it is really true that the size of a wilderness does not even compute. All wilderness in the world is connected and cross-connected. And it all calls to you all at once, once you feel it the first time. People who live out there and see Nordhaus Dunes as beach may not be able to understand that it is an endless infinity of nature. They go home when they are done. But once you get bitten by the wild things, you will never, ever be from the city again. You become part of nature, part of the wild, uncivilized. Each time the air changes when a new season comes, like today, you hear it. You hear the call of the wild. It's in you. You never cease being aware of the snowy Rocky Mountain passes or the endless woods in Canada that would have you walking forever. You can feel and maybe hear the pitter-patter of footsteps of all the AT hikers. They just gone up there on the first day of spring. And you feel the drop in the soul of every triple crowner that reaches the northern terminus of the Continental Divide Trail. Sometimes you cry with them. Once you make it to the Bob Marshall Wilderness, all that is left are the stars.